Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday, and we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Last night's debate at the University of Richmond, sponsored by the Virginia State Bar, I thought was exemplary. I really did. I liked how organized it was. And I think it gave everyone a great opportunity to see the two men running for that office. I certainly had no apprehension about who it was that I'm voting for. Everybody knows that. But I watched our Attorney General, Jason Meares, conduct that debate last night, conduct himself in that debate, almost like it was a prosecution. Dates and times and actions, and he did a great job. And I'm happy to say that our Attorney General, Jason Meares, is joining us. Jason, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. Great to be with you.
It was fantastic watching you last night, and it just was a great reminder. You were a prosecutor, and Mr. Jones is a politician through and through.
Yeah, well, I've always thought it was curious that Jay was running for this office to begin with. One, he's asking for Virginians to hire him to be the top prosecutor, and he's never prosecuted a case a day in his life. Second, it's clear from his rhetoric he's much more interested in Washington, and he should be running perhaps for Congress because he doesn't understand the job he's running for. And then three, I got to be honest, I was just floored at what the tone deafness of an apology when, at one hand, he basically says, I'm sorry for these text messages, let's move on. And he clearly didn't understand the ramifications of it because, and this is something I hear the legacy media has just completely missed, the fact that these are actual real people that he knew. He's worked with Todd Gilbert, but he's met Jennifer. She would come to the assembly. She would bring her kids. At the time he sent those text messages, they were 2 and 5 years old. The idea that he would want to see a 2 and 5 year old child die in their mother's arms to advance a political agenda is so beyond the pale. It so shocks the conscience that the idea that, in my opinion, if he was really gravely sorry for what he did, he wouldn't even be still running for the office. But here we are. So I thought it was a clear contrast. Appreciate your kind words. But I think both his record and his judgment have disqualified him from ever being in this office.
It's clear. It is clear that the job of the Attorney General, at least so far as I can tell, is not to sue the President of the United States every 11 seconds, which seems to be the agenda that Jay Jones is advocating. And those comments, as you rightly point out, Jason, those comments would be more appropriate, not the text, of course, they're inexcusable, but the political comments would be more appropriate were he running, I don't know, against Jen Kiggins for Congress out that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the great irony, but even more so than that, I mean, this is a serious office. The men and women that work in the Attorney General's office do incredible work.
Yep.
If Jay Jones had just applied to be a line attorney, a line prosecutor, and not just my office of the Attorney General, any AG's office in the country, in any state,
yep,
he would not pass a background check. Calling for political violence on small children, what he has done with what happened in New Kent County, going 116 miles per hour, and now we know that he basically never did real community service hours. He represented the court, this group that he did the work for, which turned out to be a political action committee that he controlled, which it's not a charity. And so he's already had two bar complaints thrown against him, which, by the way, legally, you have to be a member of the state bar in good standing to do this job. And so I think it is a pretty stark contrast. And so to your point, I'm a prosecutor. He's a politician seeking a promotion. That's the difference between the two of us in this race.
Jason Meares is joining us, the Attorney General of my beloved Commonwealth. Jason, can I pass this along to you? It's a text that just came in from 804. He says, Mr. Katz, would you please extend gratitude and thanks to Mr. Meares for his unwavering support of Virginia law enforcement and also for calling out his opponent for his abhorrent comments about the killing of police officers.
Yeah.
Now, you've got to hear this, my friend. Respectfully submitted, a retired Chesterfield police officer, member of the Fraternal Order of Police, whose partner was killed in the line of duty. That's got to
be that is powerful. Wow. You know, Jeff, the hardest part about my job is when I go and attend the end of watch funerals for the officers that have fallen in the line of duty. There's always this moment where they go over the intercom and you hear a dispatcher read off the officer's name and badge number. And they read it three times. And each time there's no answer. And after the final moment, they say, Your watch has ended. We now have the watch. I can't even describe without getting choked up. Anybody who's ever been to one will tell you it is haunting. And once you've done that, once you've been there at an end of watch and you have grieved with mothers that have lost their child or wives that have lost their loved ones, you can never do what Jay Jones did, where he apparently told a colleague that he wanted to see officers die because then maybe they would change how they police. And you know, my last end of watch ceremony was in February 22nd of 2025. Cameron Gervin and Christopher Reese of the Virginia Beach Police Department die. And Cameron left behind a beautiful wife, Jessica, who had just a week or two before his death had found out that she was expecting a baby girl, baby Paisley. And once you do that, once you've actually stood there, you realize this is the hardest job in America. There's nothing else more difficult. They deserve our gratitude. They deserve our thanks. And, you know, when I came in the office 4 years ago, not only just was our murder rate at a 20-year high in Virginia, our violent crime rate was so high, or record levels of addiction deaths, but even more so when I was meeting with law enforcement, their morale was so low. They had just gotten on the other side of 2020. They had mass levels of both retirements. People that had previously wanted to make a career in law enforcement, they just said, this is not worth it. They were being demonized, belittled. And that was one thing that Governor Youngkin and I had this mindset of, we're going to say thank you. We're going to work with them. We're going to work for pay raises. And it has truly been one of the unique privileges of my life to be able to stand shoulder to shoulder with these law enforcement guardians, that they are the best people you ever meet. They are just amazing human beings. The men and women that wear the badge. And my friend Rocky Holcomb he's my friend and the sheriff of Virginia Beach. When Cameron and Christopher, at their end of watch, he told me there at that service, I'll never forget it. He says, he goes, Mr. Attorney General, this badge only weighs an ounce, but at time it feels so heavy. And you just stand in awe of it. So tell him, thank you. That is incredibly moving to hear. I would just to say thank you to him for what they've done, and they have our backs, so we have theirs, and just tell him thank you.
I will do that, and I will tell you, I tell you every time you're on this program, I've told you face-to-face, and God willing, the next 4 years as Attorney General, I'll tell you again, as a former cop, to be able to look at my Attorney General and say, he gets it. He is there for the line officers. He's there every time that an officer has been felled in the line of duty. You're there. And you also have some amazing accomplishments in terms of fentanyl, bringing down the addiction rates, and then Operation Ceasefire. I look at what you've done, and I want you to talk a little bit about it, because we're talking about all the reasons the other guy is not qualified for the office. But my gosh, you got to brag a little bit on what you and your team have done the last 4 years. It's outstanding.
Well, listen, we promised we were going to work with law enforcement instead of against them, and it's amazing what you can accomplish when you do that. Listen, we're incredibly proud. Our office alone has prosecuted and removed enough fentanyl off the streets that would have taken the lives of 7 million Virginians. And so, we obviously got these record settlements against the big pharma companies for the pushing the OxyContin. So the combination of over $1 billion in settlement money that's come back to Virginia that goes to treatment, plus going after the fentanyl dealers. Virginia is the number one state in the entire country in the drop of addiction deaths. So we know, Virginians are alive today because of really smart pro-law enforcement policies we've been pushing. But also, you mentioned Operation Ceasefire. It's been a really remarkable turnaround. What we saw, Jeff, was that roughly 5% of felons were committing over 50% of the violent felonies. And we wanted to put prosecutors in our most violent cities and go after this small subset of repeat violent offenders. I'll give you an example. The city of Roanoke, what we saw was 0.12% of the population of the city of Roanoke. That's less than 1/5 of 1%. We're committing over 30% of the homicides within Roanoke. And so we decided we were going to investigate, indict, and prosecute these individuals, so many of which obviously is tied to the narcotics trade. And we did that. And the result has been a remarkable turnaround. Roanoke has seen a 62% drop in the murder rate. We've seen that replicated in our cities, our ceasefire cities. And so that's just a real example. We know that Virginians are alive today because of our smart policies. Virginians are beating addiction today, and fentanyl dealers are being punished today because of policies we've implemented. So, as I said before, we're the people's protector, going after violent felons, going after these fentanyl dealers. We're proud of our record, and now we get the joy of asking Virginians to rehire me to continue to protect them.
Jason Miaris, absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Absolutely the people's protector, the attorney general of my beloved Commonwealth. One final thing. You made a great point last night. You made it a couple of times that this is not a partisan office. This is not a political office. This is about having somebody there, and certainly you have political ideas and what have you. That's not the question, but it's about how it's conducted. Is it conducted in a circus-like atmosphere to grow the political ambitions of somebody who just seems to hate Donald Trump, or is it conducted from the perspective of a prosecutor who understands we've got some good people we need to protect and we got some bad people we've got to send away? And by God, that's not left or right, Democrat or Republican. That's just right or wrong.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. I mean, listen, this is the least partisan of any office we have statewide in Virginia by far. Yeah, you got to be elected, and I acknowledge that, but this is overwhelmingly an office. The largest division in the attorney general's office is the criminal division. And it is overwhelmingly the top prosecutor, top cop position in the entire state. So that Jay clearly is running for the wrong office. And like I said, wants to run for Congress, perhaps. But listen, I would say this, Jeff. I have a sign that I keep in my office in Richmond. It is one of my favorite quotes from Thomas Jefferson, and I see it whenever I sit at my desk, and it is this: I have never found a difference of opinion in politics, philosophy, or religion as cause to withdraw from a friend. And it's just a reminder that I may disagree with somebody over politics. I'm not going to deny them the beautiful gift of friendship, much less ever deny them protection, because I have never asked a crime victim that I have met with once whether they voted for me, what their political affiliation is. That's just, for me to do that, I believe it, I'd be violating my oath of office. I'm to protect every Virginian, no matter who they are or what their background is. That's my mindset as the people's protector, and that's the mindset that Virginians rehiring me, they could get that promise. I will keep that mindset for another 4 years.
Well, nobody more deserving of re-election, in my opinion, than you are, Jason. I always appreciate you being here. Again, from the bottom of my heart, as somebody who used to wear that badge that either weighed an ounce or 50 pounds, I appreciate.
Thank you, Jeff. You guys are the best. God bless you.
Oh, man, I know exactly how that is. I really do. Sometimes the last thing that I want to do is pay attention to what I have to pay attention to. Wouldn't it be great to just close your ears? It would be. Well, the closest we can get, as you know, because you've heard that song, is called Close My Ears by the great group Gun Hill Road. And that voice right there at the beginning, Michael Harrison, gosh, Michael Harrison is the guy who almost single-handedly took talk radio into the modern age and gave us credibility. Because Michael is an incredibly talented broadcaster, always has been. And he had a choice. He had a choice. He could keep being the broadcaster, or he could work on behalf of the rest of us who were broadcasters. And he has operated, owned for decades now, Talkers Magazine, now Talkers.com, the Bible of talk radio. But boy, he still keeps his hands in everything with that great song, Close My Ears, and his involvement with Gun Hill Road. So I'm just always thrilled when Michael can take a couple of moments for us. Michael, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Thank you for having me on the program. And I just want to do a shout out to Steve Goldrich, Paul Reich, Brian Coonan, and my son, Matthew B. Harrison, who's the producer of our video. have closed my ears for the work they do. I'm along for a free ride. I'm the least talented guy in the group, but I think I'm having an awful lot of fun.
Well, I don't know about that being the least talented, but I am sure that you're having great fun. I'll tell you, the video, which is purely the bailiwick of your son Matthew, is stellar as well. Mm-hmm. How come Matthew went more with the visual than the audio?
Matthew is an attorney. He's an attorney. He's an IP lawyer. He's the associate publisher of Talkers. He grew up with me, where there was always a big radio station in our life, a network in our life, a production company in our life. And he's kind of like a Renaissance man in the entire radio, genre. So the video is something that he's kind of mastered. Yeah. And we've always been making these cutting edge videos with the Gun Hill Road songs. What's amazing about Gun Hill Road and the gentleman that I mentioned before is these guys have been making music all the way back to the late 60s.
Yeah.
And they're as modern as the day. People don't believe that this is not a punk rock group of 22-year-olds. So it's a wild time. Let me just say that. I'm very proud of all of them. And I'm grateful to people like you, because here I have a career in talk radio, and I'm involved in one of my greatest passions, and that is music. And you know, I was in music radio before talk radio. Yep. And I'm getting recognition. I mean, we have a 500,000 downloads around the world on the internet. I'm getting it through talk radio. Talk radio plays our music, as opposed to music radio, which, of course, you know, plays Taylor Swift.
Well, now, Michael, I have often referred to you as Tay-Tay, but that has nothing at all to do with the musical part of it. So how come these guys who have been rockers since the 60s are now all on board and said to you, Michael Harrison, hey, you know what we've been looking for? We've been looking for you. How on earth did you get wrapped up with them?
Because I was there in the early 70s playing their songs on the radio when they were the darlings of album-oriented rock, you know, FM rock stations, progressive rock stations, underground rock stations, freeform rock stations. I was heavy into that. I was the morning host when I was 22 years old on WNEW-FM in New York, and they were, Gun Hill Road. They were out of Westchester, just north of the Bronx, where Gun Hill Road is, and I used to play them every day. So I was a champion of the group back when we were kids on the radio in New York, and have known them ever since. And they obviously have had other jobs and careers and things that they've done, and there have been a couple of personnel changes. One of the original founding fathers of Gun Hill Road is Steve Goldrich, and Paul Reich goes all the way back to the beginning. There are four of us now, and as I said, Matthew does the videos. But I've been with the group all along in one way or the other. It's not that they came to me and I didn't know them. I have roots that go all the way back to the beginning of this very unusual ensemble.
Well, I absolutely love it. Let's talk a little bit about this song, Michael, Close My Ears. Here we are, talk radio. I tell you from the bottom of my heart, there are days that I come in and I think, okay, my big question of the day has absolutely nothing to do with politics. I just want to know, when you were a kid, was it Quisp or Quake? Because that was the biggest battle for my brother and myself. And so there are moments I just want to close my ears to some of the other stuff.
Yeah, well, it's a clever play on words, and sometimes I even mispronounce the name of the song. But Close My Ears, it's a tribute to talk radio,
yeah.
Because, of course, talk media, which has grown out of talk radio, is now multi-platform, and it's visual as well as audio. And those of us who come from the radio side have a very special place in our heart. But the point is, and this is a nonpartisan equal opportunity offender, we even take a shot at our beloved medium talk radio in it. The fact of the matter is that people on all sides of the so-called aisle are suffering from angst, anxiety, depression, and worse. physical illness as a result of the nonstop negative news to which we are all addicted. The only people that don't suffer from this syndrome to one degree or another are those real scoundrels that are profiting off of it on both sides, again, of the spectrum. And people, if I may say so, who are stupid. I mean, you know, ignorance is bliss. There are a lot of people that are walking around la-di-da happy about life because they don't ever listen to, watch, or read the news. And I guess, you know, they if you don't, you know, what you don't know can't hurt you. Kinda. I'm not sure of that.
So, Michael, you and I are cursed because we happen to be smart. That's what you've just said, right?
Well, it's very hard to be intelligent and not find a lot of sadness in the world at the current time. Yeah, I hate to say that. I mean, these are very convoluted arguments, and a lot of them are you know counterintuitive. But yeah, we're in pain because we're smart, and I believe everybody listening to this broadcast right now is in the upper level of smartness. Why would somebody be listening to the stuff that you talk about on your show at this time of the day if they weren't really smart, plugged in, interested people? And it doesn't matter what your political persuasion is. People on all sides of these arguments are smart compared to the other end of the spectrum, which is not that smart. Yep. I think George Carlin said something along the lines of, the average person that should scare you, because that means half the people are stupider than the average intelligence out there. And I don't mean to be nasty, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm always amazed at the level of my own ignorance. Matter of fact, the longer I live and the more I learn, the more I realize how much I don't know. I'm always reevaluating things that at one time in my life I thought were certain. But we do have an education problem in America, and the media also should always raise the bar. I think one of the most underserved areas of the American population in general, I'm not just talking about news, I'm talking about everything, are the intelligent. The intelligent are among the most marginalized people in America.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct in that assessment. And I just have to say, Michael, you've got another hit here. Close My Ears is the latest from Gun Hill Road, Steve, Paul, Brian, and Michael. And once again, the video that Matthew has put together is just off the charts. I've been using it here on the show, of course, but I want people to also take a look at the video. What's the best way, do you think, for them to do that?
Easy. Just go to the following, as if it were a website, closemyears.com. Closemyears.com. The whole song is 3 minutes, and it packs a visual power punch.
It sure does. Well, Michael, I am going to make sure we share that link on all of our social media. Again, I am always grateful when you can spare a few minutes for me, for my listeners. We love having you on here. We love the music as well. Make no mistake. You tell the guys in Gun Hill Road that once again, they've hit it out of the park, and we are better for it.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the program. And thank you again from somebody who speaks on behalf often of the entire talk radio industry. Thank you for your ongoing contributions to this field. We need people like you more than ever, Jeff. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Michael. That is Michael Harrison. Michael is he's an amazing guy. And you know what? Jeremy always has to put him on hold because I say good stuff about him and he blushes and he's like, no. Michael Harrison is responsible for talk radio having any shred of credibility in America. It was a circus act before Michael established Talkers, and thank God that he did. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Self high five.
It is Friday. Self high fives indeed. Yeah.
D-D-P.
We've made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way.
around. There is nothing better than Friday, is there? No, I got to tell you, Friday is a pretty good thing. Pretty good thing. And we have made it. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., of course, Stan Drewski is going to be here. Stan Andruski, who hosts In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Yeah, isn't that funny how that all came about? And he'll be here starting at 8 a.m. I should tell you that my friend Jeremy is going to be celebrating his birthday tomorrow. And so I wanted to wish him a very happy birthday. And I've actually gotten him two birthday presents. Jeremy, I know you didn't know this, but and I don't mean to embarrass you, but let me share this with everybody. Your first birthday present that I got was when I purchased a smartwatch for myself. And you're welcome. No. Really. I did it for you. Because it's got all those seconds. You know how those seconds, because they're numbers, and they can be a real pain, but this is, at least in theory, linked to the atomic clock, as is the main clock I'm looking at. There are a few other ancillary timing devices that are not. So, again, first birthday present for Jeremy as he gets ready to celebrate his birthday tomorrow. I bought myself a smartwatch, and I hope Jeremy enjoys it. I do. Present number two, Germ, and this comes truly from the bottom of my heart because, you know, I think the world of you. I like you. You know, don't get all maudlin on me because, you know, if you quit right now, we'll muddle through. Don't think that. But, you know, good kid. But the second present I got for Jeremy is the fact that I will not be singing Happy Birthday to you. So, again, you're welcome. I do these things for you. Jeremy, a really, really solid guy, and we are very, very happy. Very, very happy that he's part of the team. I would dare say that he has done a tremendous job on this here little show, and I am grateful. I am grateful. Hey, somebody actually kept a really good track of Jay Jones last night. Apparently, now according to this guy Giles in Bon Air, he said, Jeff, Jay Jones used the word Trump and the president a total of 45 times for the debate. They were on stage for 70 minutes, so that is an average of once every 1.5 minutes that he brought up Trump. Well, there you go. I told you, I stopped counting at 40. So 45 was the official count and amount. It is Friday. So what do? I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. We will end Friday as we have for the last couple of years by playing Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem. That is Hebrew for the hope. I want you to have a fantastic weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Tuesday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.